Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the teenager suspected of killing 10 people in an alleged hate crime in a Buffalo supermarket Saturday was brought to a hospital by state police in June of 2021. Now, get this. He was brought in for a mental health evaluation after expressing his desire to carry out a mass shooting. This is according to law enforcement officials. The racist terrorist Peyton Gendron, 18 years old, was brought to a hospital by state police last June and released. He was released a day and a half later. State and federal law enforcement didn't pick up further intelligence on Gendron before Saturday's massacre. The store where the shooting took place is in a largely black neighborhood of Buffalo. 11 of the people shot were black, 2 were white. The killer, Gendron, had 3 weapons, an AR-15 on his person, and a rifle and a shotgun in his car. The shooter's car had White Lives Matter written on it, according to a bulletin circulated among law enforcement. This is crazy right here. So he went to a mental hospital to be evaluated for this very crime that he committed.
And they let
crazy,
him go.
Crazy, right?
A day and a half later.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah, and was released.
He didn't commit
What'd
a crime.
What'd you say, Steve?
So they're going to let you out.
Yeah.
But is there a way to keep an eye on people like that?
I mean, you know, we don't have the manpower to do that. That's what they're going to say.
It's just heartbreaking. He planned this.
That it could.
He drove 3.5 hours. He planned it. He wrote about it in high school. He went to a mental institution. And we can't do nothing until they actually kill people.
To avoid, I mean, all the signs were there.
Well, the white kid that got off, whose mother drove him to the rally with the gun.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
He killed some people, and he got off.
Yeah, because he cried on the stand.
They have a different set of laws and rules for them.
Former president.
And this one right here, I'm just anxious to see how this plays out. I don't see how this boy don't go to prison. It'll be a real problem. It'll be a real problem if that happens.
Yeah.
And have pled not guilty.
Yeah. They have to prove. Yeah. In court, President Biden will visit the site of the shooting today. The president said on Sunday that our hearts are heavy once again, but our resolve must never, ever waver. So that's from President Biden.
So what is our resolve?
Just, gun reform, you know, gun control.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Regulation with social media. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something, Steve. We got to do something.
Yeah.
This country will never, ever
stop guns.
Do gun control or gun reform. Mm-hmm. They're making too much money, and the NRA spends too much money on the Republican Conservative Party for the Second Amendment right. We will never, ever, and this will be an ongoing problem. The only way this problem ends, if this starts happening to some of the people's children who are accepting money from the NRA. Because then those mothers, see, because a mother got love for their children, they don't care nothing about your money. Until something happens to the politicians' children who are accepting money from the NRA and then has to be faced with the reality, is this money worth the life of your children? Then that answer will become a resounding no, and the mothers and their wives will make sure of that. Until that happens, the beat goes on.
Because, Steve, up until now, the answer has just been more guns. If I had had a gun, then I could have stopped some of all this. If I had had a gun myself, you know, that's usually the answer. More guns.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I don't
see this country ever reversing that stance.
No. So. Because you see what's happening.
It keeps happening.
More guns.
Yeah.
More guns. You know. They loosen the restrictions on gun purchases, all of that. It keeps going in the opposite direction. All right. We're going to switch gears here, lighten things up a bit. Coming up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.